Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1074. Our topic is nutrition, and the title is How Easy is Too Easy? Well, the idea for today's podcast actually generated from an Instagram post by a guy named Mark Bell. Mark Bell owns a company called Slingshot. They make different training devices. He kind of was famous at first for a bench press assistance device, but he's since became kind of bigger than his company for sure. Posts a lot of things on Instagram, has a lot of content, great content, educational content on YouTube. He has a podcast that's really big and famous. So he's expanded out. Now, he does a lot of good things, and the one thing that I focused on today that was the reason for today's podcast was actually not a bad thing, but he made a post, and he was talking about how eating healthy is easy. It's just, you know, this, and that's it. It's not. If eating health was eating healthy was easy, everybody would be doing it, right? Like, breathing's pretty easy, and everyone does that pretty well. Eating healthy is not easy. It isn't, because there's so much detail and individual kind of dependence on different aspects. So, for example, financial health. You know, spend less money than you make. That sounds easy. Some people do well with it because they make a crap ton of money. Some people do well with it because they don't really want a lot of things, but the majority of people have trouble with money. There are anything like drive a car. Okay, well, if I want my car to last forever, I'll take it to a mechanic every 5,000 miles, you know, and oh, that sounds easy, makes sense, you know. A lot of things in life sound easy, and nutrition is one of them, so it can fool you into thinking it is easy, but it's not. It's easy in concept. It's very freaking difficult in application. So when people say, like, eating healthy is easy, in concept, yes. But in application, not really. That's why so many damn people have trouble with it. So it can be done easier than other methods. Like, some methods are easier than other methods. Some people kind of worry about the wrong thing when they should be worrying about this other thing. So there are ways to make the process easier, but the process itself in concept, like the actual application of it, is not easy. So I think sometimes people do a disservice when they say, you know, such and such is so easy. Well, maybe you found a way for you, like the person saying that. Maybe they found a way for them that feels easy to them. But one of the things Mark Bell is discounting is, I don't know exactly how old he is. I think he's 42, 44, somewhere in there. But he started trying to watch what he was eating and exercising when he was a teenager, when he was like 14. So he's been doing this for 30 years. It damn sure better feel easy to him if he's been doing this for 30 years. So there's a little bit of a disconnect there. And I think it has a disservice, and it makes people feel bad. Whenever they're like, damn it, you know, why do I have so much trouble when he's saying it's that easy? A lot of times it's the emotional and mental connection to food, not just simply the numbers of things. You know, like, I have clients all the time that I help, and they're emotionally connected to food. That's how they share love with loved ones. That food comforts them. It makes them feel good. Food, having control over the food, makes them have control over their life. There's a lot of emotional and mental connections to food that don't make it that easy. So I know what he's trying to say in this post is, you can do this too. It's not that hard. It's easy. You can do it. Okay, I get the idea of it being motivational. But man, that's a very incomplete look at nutrition itself. So he's done a lot of diets, and he used to be a powerlifter, and he's converted over to a bodybuilder. And he's overall, what he's done for the industry is undeniably amazing and awesome. So I definitely don't mean to trash him in any way whatsoever. I actually have a picture of a quote from him in my office. And let me read this to you for a second. So I have to get up, so there might be some extra noise here. But It's an Instagram post, and I actually liked this Instagram post. One of my best friends, Paul, he saw that I liked it, and he printed it out for me and put it in a frame and gave it to me, and I thought that was pretty cool. So Mark Bell posted a picture. It's him, like, working out, and you can see the kind of the muscles of his back. And he said, "My life and my business will never be able to be as hard as my training. This is my secret to handling lots of shit at once." So again, I'll say that, we'll try not to butcher it this time. "My life and my business will never be able to be as hard as my training. This is my secret to handling lots of shit at once." And why I love that, why I liked that quote or comment is because I, through my own training, have challenged myself many times. I've done insane workouts. I've done 1,000 squats of 135 pounds as a workout before. And I've done a ton of other crazy stuff too. I did 2,000 repetitions of a leg press one time for a whole workout. And it was sets of 20 or less. It was horrible. It killed me. I think it took me 3.5 hours to complete. So I've destroyed myself in my training. But what I found through training was, if I take it piece by piece by piece, rep by rep by rep, I'll survive. I'll get to the end. I'll get it done. So it's given me self-confidence to handle all the shit outside of the gym that tries to crush you, that tries to break you, that wears you down. If you take it piece by piece, rep by rep, minute by minute, you make the best choice right now of what you can do in this moment. What's within your control is this moment. Do each moment you have as best as you can, and you'll eventually get to the end. You'll eventually succeed. Now, that is something that I loved, and that's a pretty cool concept that he promotes that. He has that kind of mindset, which I really do enjoy. But one of the things he kind of said was, is healthy eating is easy. Meat, vegetables, fruit, that's it. Okay, well, what if you're a vegetarian? Where are you going to get your protein from? You know, what if you don't like to eat meat? I have tons of female clients who just don't like the texture of meat. They don't want to eat meat. And if you just eat meat, vegetables, and fruit, that means you can never have dairy. What if you like dairy? Is dairy actually really that bad that you can't have it ever? What about carbohydrates, like starchy carbohydrates, potatoes, rice, pasta? Does this mean you can never have those foods? That's pretty damn stupid, because that's not realistic. It's not even necessary. People can have dairy unless you're like lactose intolerant. You can have other types of, you know, carbohydrates and things. If you're, you know, celiac disease, like gluten intolerance, you have to be careful. But you can still have like brown rice. You know, like there's tons of gluten-free breads or gluten-free pastas that are made from brown rice. So when somebody says it's that easy, just meat, vegetables, fruit, it's such a stupidly narrow perspective of healthy eating that is useless. You're just going to make people feel like shit because they can't do that, and it's so damn stupid because it doesn't apply to so many people. It frustrates me because I talk to people all the time who hate on themselves. They hate themselves because, why can't I do this? Why is it so hard for me? Because they see people like this saying it's easy. They see people doing it as if it's easy for them. They didn't see the 30 years of struggle that Mark put into it. They didn't see his years of being a fat, pudgy powerlifter who, like, in his own, like, right, he said he was just a big fat marshmallow, basically. They didn't see him, you know, struggling. Like, I had my own struggle in my past. I started out anorexic. I didn't eat. I ate one meal a day for 2.5 years and paid attention to the calories. I bought a tiny little book. It was about like 3 inches by 3 inches, but like 3 inches thick. And that was just before internet. So you could flip through it and try to look for calories of foods. I tried to figure out how many calories I ate in that one meal a day. And then I tried to exercise off those calories. I did that for 2.5 years. And then I hated myself because I didn't change. I still was fat, still had no muscle. I didn't realize what I was doing to myself was causing that to happen. And then the second I tried to eat anything, my body had been so deprived for 2.5 years, it just stored everything and anything I ate, even in controlled amounts, it stored as body fat. So I went from being skinny and fat to being fat and fat, and I hated myself for years. And I see people go through that, and it just pisses me off when people discredit the complexities of eating healthy. We all want it to be easy, But there's actually an easy that's too easy, meaning it's not really going to work. It's going to make you feel frustrated. It's going to make you feel like a failure. You're going to feel like you're putting in effort, but you're not getting the what you want. If you try to just eat exclusively meat, vegetables, and fruit, you'll break away from that. You'll eat dairy at some point in time. Be pissed off at yourself that you ate a cheese stick. Do you need to hate yourself because you ate a damn cheese stick? No. If you go to a birthday and you want to have a piece of birthday cake, you damn sure can have a piece of birthday cake. That does not ruin a physique. When people just, oh my gosh, when they don't support healthy information, not only are they hurting other people physically because they won't know what to do to make themselves physically healthier, but they're hurting them mentally as well and emotionally. So I want to kind of talk through some things. And the idea of this is just kind of to show and play with the idea of being the concept of too easy. But I want to show that there is some baseline complexity, but it's necessary. Okay? So, and it's necessary, but it's also doable. That's the key. So, one of the things that Mark Bell does, most common when he's trying to change the way that he eats, sometimes he ate like a meat-only diet, sometimes he would throw in carbs but show how to control carbs, and one of the things he did was he said there was no rules to food, he would just weigh himself every day and adjust based on what he weighed. So if he wanted to lose weight, he would adjust what he ate every day to make sure this weight on the scale went down. When he was trying to stay like the same weight but get better body composition, he would eat whatever he wanted every day, but maybe like have the weight stay the same. That sounds easy, but is it actually accurate? What is, like, if we weigh ourselves, what are we weighing? We're weighing how much our bones weigh, our hair, our skin, our nails, how much our organs weigh, how much our muscle mass weighs, how much our fat weighs, how much our water that we have stored in our body weighs. We're weighing literally every single thing on your body. You're weighing your pinky nail. Okay? So when your weight changes, what do you think are the chances of that being exclusively body fat change? You don't think that might have been, maybe you got a haircut. Maybe you went to the bathroom and you have less digesting food sitting inside of you. Maybe you lost a little bit of muscle because you did too much cardio and didn't eat enough. Maybe you lost fat, but maybe you lost water. I think we've talked about this enough in this podcast that when you adjust carbohydrate intake, you adjust water retention. A lot of times when people do low-carb or no-carb diets, they lose a lot of weight right away. It has nothing to do with body fat. It's just because they're expelling water. They're not holding as much water in their body. All the water comes out. So they weigh less. So the first week, they might lose 12 pounds. The next week, maybe they'll lose 4. The third week, maybe they lose a pound. Then all of a sudden, the fourth week, they gain a half a pound back. What the hell happened? Why did I get fat? How in the hell did I get fat? I've been dieting for 4 weeks. You didn't get fat. You just, your body dropped all the water weight. And now it's just normal daily fluctuations. So if you weigh yourself, and that's the only thing you're doing, it's a very incomplete view. You don't know what the change of weight was. You don't know if that was fat loss. You don't know what it was really contributable to. And then what if you wanted to gain muscle, but you don't want to get fat? Well, how much, like, shouldn't, if you want to gain muscle, shouldn't the scale go up because you're adding muscle mass? But how much up is too much? How would you know, like, am I gaining only muscle or am I gaining fat that I don't need? It's hard to know if the only thing we're tracking is a scale. So if you want a more complete picture, you need to do more than only track your weight on a scale. Tracking your weight on a scale and just adjusting your food every day sounds easy, but it's actually too easy. Because it won't lead to best results. It'll lead to some kind of temporary initial change, but that'll plateau, and then you'll be confused and frustrated. So it's actually too easy, because it isn't going to be hard enough, complex enough, to actually get you good results. So if tracking yourself on a scale, and that's the only thing you did, if that's too easy, what is still easy but better? Well, we have to add tracking. We have to pay attention to what we put in our face. We have to have some way of controlling it. You can track calories. You can track protein. I used to tell people to just do volume-based control foods and stuff. And what I found was that did work, but people didn't know how to modify for when they wanted to eat different foods. Tracking calories, I understand that it's perceived as being annoying to do. But if you get into the habit of it, if you get into doing it on a regular basis, it takes less than 10 minutes a day to track your food. If you won't put in 10 minutes a day, you're a dumbass. If you want to be healthy, if you want to lose fat, if you want to build muscle, if you want to be stronger, if you want change, and food is part of that change, but you won't give 10 minutes to that, you're a dumbass. You're an idiot. And I know that sounds so rude, but it's ridiculous. If you say you want something, if I want to learn how to play the guitar, I would expect to spend at least 10 minutes a day practicing the guitar. Right? If I want to learn how to fix engines, I would expect to spend at least 10 minutes a day learning how to fix engines. If I want to change my body through food, I should expect to spend at least 10 minutes a day paying attention to my food. If I'm not willing to do that, then when I say I want change, I'm full of shit. I don't really want that change. I might be saying it because it makes me feel better, but I clearly don't care. I'm not following through with the actions. If you won't spend 10 minutes a day on what you say is your goal, then it's not really your goal. And you're just saying things to make yourself feel better, but nothing's going to change. You'll be saying the same damn thing next week, next month, next year. Spending 10 minutes a day on something that can make progress for you is a very small investment. Okay, now that I just yelled at everybody, hopefully you didn't turn me off yet. But if you're still here, if you track your food, that's going to be the thing that kind of like helps get you long-term progress. But it doesn't have to be as complex as people think it really is. Tracking your calories, tracking your protein. If you get an app, they make these apps nowadays, like nutritional tracking apps, like MyFitnessPal, and there's like 40 billion more. If you look up the food that you eat for breakfast, chances are that you eat a pretty repetitive number of foods. You probably only ever have two or three variations of breakfast. You probably only have maybe three, four, five variations of lunch. Maybe your dinner seems a little chaotic, but it's probably maybe three, four, five variations as well. What's neat about these apps is every time you enter a meal, you can save that meal and just label it breakfast. Breakfast one, breakfast two, breakfast three. And if you wake up tomorrow and you eat breakfast two, you just click breakfast two, boom, done. You don't have to add the individual foods. You just save your common meals. Now, I've done this myself, and I've done it for tons of clients. I've done it for loved ones and family and stuff. It's actually pretty damn easy once you get used to doing it. It just takes a little bit of practice, just like learning the guitar, like learning how to fix engines, learning how to do any damn thing that you ever want to do. It's the same process. A little bit of investment now, easy as hell later on. And you get progress, you get change, you get happiness, you get results. So, that is the level of easy that's not too easy, but still easy, and we'll get long-term results. So we actually want to track our calories. You want to track protein because protein is an important component of body compositional change. Why? Well, it's like building a house. If I want to build a brick house, I got to have bricks, right? I can have all the workers in the world. I can have 100 workers. But if I don't have any bricks, what the hell are the workers going to do, right? They can't do nothing. So if I work out to build muscle, but I don't have protein available, I will not build muscle. I can have all the workers around the house, but if I have no bricks, I have no house. So you can work out and exercise all you want, But if your nutrition doesn't support the changes that you want your body to make in adaption to your training, then you're not going to get the changes. You're training for nothing. Training doesn't produce change. Training creates the environment for change. It is our nutrition is through how our body makes those changes. So if I lift super heavy things in the training scheme that produces strength, I'll only produce strength as much as my nutrition supports. If I train within the scheme to build muscle, I'll only build as much muscle as my nutrition supports. If I train and exercise to lose fat, I will only ever lose as much fat as my nutrition supports. So nutrition determines the degree of success of your training. You can train like a psychopath, kick your own ass, have awesome sessions. They will mean nothing if your food doesn't support that. So you have to track calories. You have to track protein. Now, if you've never done that before, you will see some results. But eventually those results will plateau. And maybe you want more. What's the next step? The next step then is to track your calories and protein throughout the day, not just day by day, but throughout the day. Why? Well, we actually use calories and protein unevenly and randomly throughout the day based on our activity. So our use of calories, our use of protein, is different every single day. It's different every hour of the day. It's different every minute of the day. If I only track every 24 hours, I will only control those elements to that degree. If I track in narrower time sections, I can then control those elements and get greater depth of change to my physique to a better degree. So if I track my calories, say, what I eat every 4 hours, that's going to get me better results than if I only track every 24 hours. I have clients do this right now. I have a ton of clients that are kind of on, every client has their own nutrition plan. Some of them follow a scheme where they track their calories and protein every 4 hours, and they're doing freaking great. They're doing awesome. They love it. They enjoy it. Why every 4 hours? Well, it breaks our day down into segments. So our days are 24 hours. If you take the day and divide it by six, that's 4 hour blocks. You have 6 4-hour blocks. We're typically asleep for two of those, or roughly two of those. That means you have 4 4-hour blocks to manage throughout the day. The first 4 hours you're awake, the second set of 4 hours, the third set of 4 hours, and the last set of 4 hours. So they make sure that they eat enough in the first 4 hours, enough in the second 4 hours, that they don't overeat in the final like two sections of 4 hours. Overall, everybody doesn't eat during the day and they overeat at night, so we're working to change that. Because it's going to get them better aesthetics, they're going to feel better, look better, digest their food better, they're going to get better results from their training. They don't have to change how much they're eating, they just have to change when. It makes it super easy. Because if they just track every 4 hours, then they have to pay attention to every 4 hours, not a whole damn day's worth. So there is a too easy that sounds like, oh, well, that's all it is. But whenever it's not possible, or when we can't do it for long term, we feel like failures. Or when we do it, but we only see some results and it fades out, again, we feel frustrated, we feel like we failed. So there's a too easy when it comes to nutrition. That presents itself, well, you know, healthy eating, it's just this. Well, if it was so easy, wouldn't everybody be doing it? Wouldn't everybody be fit? Wouldn't everybody be healthy? So clearly it's not that easy. It does have some challenge to it. Do you know what the degree of difference is for most people? Is most people won't track their calories. Most people won't do that. Like I just told you, it takes 10 minutes a day, and most people don't do it. Most people listening to this podcast will not track their calories and their protein, even though I'm telling you that that's what it's going to be. You're leaving your emotional and mental health, the wants and wishes for your physical health, the wants and wishes for your life, the way you feel about yourself, what you see when you look in a mirror, you're leaving that all up to chance. Because you won't spend 10 minutes. Really? Really? So, what I want to do is encourage you to try. That's all you gotta do. Try. If you try it, and you give an honest effort for 1 month, you will see changes. You'll feel the changes. You'll be frustrated a little bit here and there, but you'll learn to have control. And through that control, you'll have happiness. You'll have confidence. You'll have self-belief. You'll have an improvement in your life far beyond just the physical benefits. I want you to listen to 2 podcasts and then go to town, have fun, go crazy for it, okay? Number one is 1028. That's the number of podcasts. Podcast number 1028. It's a Q&A podcast titled Nutrition Basics and Macronutrient Tracking. If you haven't listened to that, please go listen to that. That's the first thing to start with, okay? Then what I want you to do is to listen to podcast number 658. It's a nutrition podcast, Diet Tracking, Getting the Most from the Least. It'll teach you how to track just calories and protein and not worry about anything else. So, how easy is too easy? There actually is a too easy. Because if it was easy, that easy, everybody would be doing it. So if you've tried quote-unquote easy approaches, and you've over and over again felt like a failure, felt like you just couldn't match yourself to what they were telling you to do, don't follow the diet that somebody else did. Make your own diet. Track what you like to eat, when you like to eat, and make that work. Make it your diet, not somebody else's. Don't try to fit the life of someone else. Fit your food to you. And you can do this, okay? So listen to those 2 podcasts. Give this a try. If you try and have any challenges, frustrations, whatever, just email me, brutallirongym@gmail.com. I sincerely appreciate the fact you just listened to me for 27 minutes and 12 seconds as I just yelled at everybody. But you can do this. You really can. I promise you can, because I've seen thousands of people do this. I've been a personal trainer for 19 years. I've worked with over 2,500 people. I have all their names saved in my computer right now. I can pull up all their information I've ever sent them. I've seen it done thousands of times. And you can do it too. It's not going to be easy because you're having to change. If you're starting from basics, you're having to change almost everything. You're having to learn a whole new lifestyle, a whole new language, a whole new way of thinking. It's not going to be easy, but it damn sure will be worth it. Absolutely. Where have you been with your physical health and your emotional and mental health related to physical health? Where were you a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? How long have you been unhappy? How long have you wanted more but haven't been able to get it? 1 month is what it would take to turn that around. In 1 month, you cannot have to live those years that you've been living unhappy. 1 month. Try it. Any complications, any challenges, any questions, email me at brutallirongym@gmail.com. Okay? Now, if you've been doing that, if you've been tracking your nutrition, your calories, your protein, and you're trying to figure out what's next, well, we have a podcast for that. We have podcast number 731 titled What's the Next Step? And we have podcast 997 titled What's Next? You can listen to those. And that's going to help you get the next step beyond just tracking your calories and protein. There is more you can do if you want more results. Okay, enough of me yipping and yapping. I do hope that this fired you up. It helped you realize that if you're constantly looking for easy and you're constantly frustrated and feeling like a failure, it's too easy. Don't look for something that easy. Let it be a little bit harder. It'll be harder, but it'll be worth it. And it'll be effective and permanent, and you'll freaking feel amazing when you can start to see the changes that you've always wanted. Awesome. Cool. Okay. Well, give this a try. If you need anything, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like today's podcast, click like, and then please share the podcast. The more we share it, the more people we can help. That is the most impactful thing you can do. Also, thank you to the patrons of the podcast. Through the Podbean platform, people have chosen to support the podcast with $5 to $10 a month donations. The podcast is over $1,000 a year. It's extremely helpful, very, very helpful that people donate money. So that way it helps kind of cover that cost, helps me cover a little bit of like the time to do this every day. I sincerely couldn't do it without the patrons. So thank you to the people who do that. If you want to support us in that way, I'd greatly appreciate that as well. It's very meaningful. So thank you. Then if you want to find more from us, we're on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there's ever anything you need, we're always here. BrutalIronGym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.